Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust, Dust, Dust Body Radio.
You need to tune in to
Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust, Dust, Dust Body Radio.
Life at the Dust, Dust, Dust Body Radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit DustBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
On the stars of tomorrow.
You need work in your career.
Steady J holds the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle.
Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust. Music wins with hot models. We got them.
Life After Dust. Dust, Dust by the radio.
To come up is a must.
People tune in on your radio.
You could even visit DustBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it is a beautiful start. Another week here on DustBody Radio Network. Yes, you're tuned to Life of the Dust Live right here on DustBody Radio Network. We do this every Monday and Wednesday with Life of the Dust Live. Every Tuesday we do Glitz and Glamour. And then on every Thursday we do Real Street Radio. And you can catch them all at the exact same time. That's at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 8 p.m. on the West Coast, you know, filling in between and outside the country, wherever your respective time zones are. And, you know, we just do such great things on the show because all the regular that's came through that's either been guests or people that's, you know, just listening and enjoying themselves. We definitely appreciate y'all just continuing with the support. Tonight's show, you know, because it's next, another week of 2 hour shows that we're going to be doing 2 hours from now on. And this has been great, man. Last week, you know, I already got to delve into being 2 hours of every day, and it was just so interesting because I hadn't done it in so long. So, catch you guys up to speed. First, we got on the first hour of the show, which will be here in a bit. My girl, Babe, will be in the show, and she is a reggae artist who will be telling us how she got started in the industry as well as her upcoming endeavors. Second hour, you know, that's the Tea Marie hour right here on Life of the Dust Live. And Tea Marie, she stops by the show. She'll be talking about week 7 of the NFL season. And then she's going to be talking about legalization of marijuana. So it's a lot of different stuff going on right here on the show. You got a lot to tune into. So I know a lot of y'all been tuning into the TLC movie, you know, because, you know, I'm trying to work and get everything done. Y'all know how I do it. I've pretty much just seen bits and pieces. You know, a lot of people are glued into the screen right now watching it. As you watch, you go on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everybody is taking over. And, you know, it's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's mixed reviews. Especially any time people play somebody that's no longer with us anymore. You know, people start getting real trippy about people playing their characters. So it really just elevates, you know, really you have to come as hard as you can to make it work. Well, in this case, you know, I walked by the South Suburban. You know, it's doing pretty good. You know, as far as everybody with the speculation of, oh, well, you know, she gonna do good as left eye. You know, I think that little mama did a great job. And as far as, you know, if the story is coming out eventually, you know somebody's going to do it. And, you know, some people were just really like, so crazy about that. But in the day, we love seeing those iconic people we know that can get to have movies dedicated to what they did. Some stuff is a little far-fetched, made for TV, and some of the stuff is true. But, you know, that's how they do it, man. They try as best as they can and stay close to the story without boring. Now, as far as some other big news, I think this is big news to me. I remember I told y'all about this, and people were like, well, oh, my God, I'm so excited. But then BlackBerry pulled a move, and this has not been over a month ago they were supposed to do it, but they have done it. they promised they were going to do everybody, and they have living up to it. I'd love to give a hand to BlackBerry for releasing BBM on Android and iOS. I'm just saying. You know, it's just, oh, my God. It was so beautiful to see because, you know, for me, I like BBM. That was the thing that made me keep BlackBerry for so long. But I just got bored of it because I just didn't like the BlackBerry devices and where they were going. It just didn't really appeal to me. So, you know, I had to get rid of not no longer having BBM. But now they bring this way of coming back into the fold. And now it's just so beautiful because now I get to be in the world that I was in for so long. And really, you know, a lot of people are going to, it's going to be so great again because a lot of the great networking people that was on BBM will be coming back because they'll be able to do it with their Androids and iPhones. Because that was the most annoying thing in your head because you would have, you know, once about a lot of people start moving over to either iPhone or Android. You are left with idiots that were on BBM that weren't talking about nothing. They just wanted you to send them a dick or click pic, and it was getting annoying. Like it's really just the thirst level was just so high. So, really, and at the end of the day, and yes, you know, because everybody's going to try to blame the guys, but it was some chicks in there asking me some stuff every goddamn day. So, it happens, man. But, we're gonna go ahead and do. We're gonna go ahead and go to a quick music break. I'm here in a bit after we go to some of our news. One of the news stories we got. oh my God, Derrick Rose. I know you guys love them slippers, but man, sometimes you gotta think before you do. In this case, your boy Derrick Rose. His fiance dumped him after she caught him in bed with a stripper. Oh, man. So let's find it. Y'all want to find out the juicy details? Let's get it. Well, Derrick Rose and his lovely fiance, Mika Reese, were a long-time sweethearts. And at one time, Derrick even promised to marry her. But it does not seem like it would happen. According to a top media takeout snitch, Mika and Derrick were having a rough patch in their relationship, but they were still together up until last week. That's when we were told that Mika allegedly walked in on Derrick in bed with a popular stripper. Now, I know y'all ready to find that out. I don't know. Should I spill the beans? I just got shit because I think y'all owe that. Let us get messy. You know, we specialize in mess sometimes we do with media and tech house, you know, mess department. All right, so y'all ready? So ready for it to get real? Because it was already getting real, but now it's going to get realer. So, he was in bed with a popular Chicago stripper, and according to this, Mika had decided to move out other condo that she shared with Derrick in the Trump Tower building so the couple could have some space, quote-unquote. Derrick took space to mean something different. Because when Mika popped in last week, she saw him in bed with chick with more tattoos than Lil Wayne. The insider added she had to be a stripper. Mika immediately finalized the split and announced it on Instagram over the weekend. Oh, man. So, the message that was sent on Instagram was, this picture speaks volumes to me. TJ is the center of my life now, and Derrick and I work together to co-parent for him. No, Derrick and I are not a relationship anymore, but our friendship has always been there and will continue to grow. Even if our only purpose in life was to create our son, I'm fine with it. My son is the greatest gift I could have asked for, and that is what it is. Oh man, it just, you know, for me, and this is where I just don't get, because You know, I mean, but she said break. When you hear break, a lot of people, they hear break, they really do take it as, hey, you moving on. You know, we take a break from each other. But, you know, you don't specify what that means. You can't get mad. I mean, it's two edges to the stone here. You can't get mad if he doesn't tell you, hey, well, you know, I'm about to go mess with this trip, because I didn't specify this. People need to start doing this, specify what it is. Like, people want to, you know, play these games, relationship games. I don't like being in a relationship if I don't want to be in a relationship. That's how I am. And people going to start, you know, people going to learn that with themselves. They're not ready. Don't jump into a relationship. Don't do it. Don't hurt the person. You know, really, you let a person, even they might want you to be in a relationship, you have to really dive into that and really respect that, the sanctity of a relationship. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and go into a music break. Rubber Boy, Vice Grip, and this is Crabs in a Barrel, because that's one thing I can't stand is them goddamn crabs in a barrel.
Against each other, more than all we had to pay each other. Racism and its crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel, so bad man.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the Dust Spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddy J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yeah. All right, well, we're going to play another track, and then we'll be back. And we come back from this. We should have, put the show for the day in the building. We're going to take it. We're in the red game mode. We're going to take it back to one of my, this is one of my favorite songs of all time. I mean, pretty much, I don't care. This is not even just out, not genre-wise, period. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. It doesn't need to be just specifically a genre. The song is great. All right, so this is Mad Cobra. This is Flex Time Do I Have Six at.
Waiting too long. Finally, you come along. Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out. Me tell it, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you have sweet, I'd rather wait. Out of patience, love it you get, that will be sufficient, I'd rather wait. Till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving, I'd pour me a little. Just to you, she knock on the door. Only to touch and me no one up no more, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you sweat, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you. Before she reach, I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in the room. Before she reach, I could smell her perfume. I could no wait to get her in a, feel like a surgeon. Fear the surgery, but I hope the little girl not charge me for perjury. Action with the injection, worky, girl according to plan, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweat, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. Know me ready, can tickle up me fancy, skin to skin, from the surgery. Know your climax, girl, anytime. Know me ready, receive what me have a gift for. Good loving every day that you live for. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Had a nigga from start to finish, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweet, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road wire. Bet me life, she not go late again. When she remember what we around, when bet me life, she'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Bet me life, I can count on that. Surgeon, I fast slice it like a flesh shot, girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire, sweet girl, flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. Get, that will be sufficient, I'd rather wait. Till I can wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Just to touch and me no one up no more, girl, flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road while you sweet, girl, flex.
Sweat. is my name. Set the club down like a fire marshal. You set a line, boy, who you finna talk to?
I can get the club packed, I can make it crack. VIP full of dimes and all they booty fat. Need to eat it in your life, girl. I can get you right, girl. Everything hot over here, this my world.
New J's, don't step on them. Phone rings, money only thing calling. Leo in the house and they know this. Hey, this mean mugger, I ain't even know this.
Black shades on in the club going dumb. Heart beating like a drum, girl, I'm tryna have fun. Put your hands on me, I put it all on you, it's too hot. Come and skinny dip in the pool.
Moment, everybody. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy is Sevy J. And hold on just a moment and play a quick commercial break and we'll be back. Just give me a quick moment.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted the snack.
snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts.
God.
Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
And we're back. All right, so, man, I was telling y'all earlier in the show about how everyone is going crazy over the TLC movie. I haven't got a chance to be watching because I'm doing other stuff, had a rip run the other stuff at the same time. End of the show, and I don't like watching shows when I'm doing the show because there's too much going on. So, I would have to watch it another day. And just watch everybody tell me what's going on in the movie in the tweets. That's what I do. When big events like that stuff happens, I don't watch Twitter. I try to stay away from Twitter and Facebook at those times so that no one will spoil it for me. I like to be able to watch this stuff, my own point of view, subjective, you know, just really not to have everybody else give me a play-by-play. If I want a play-by-play, I would cut it on NFL Network and watch it. Football games getting play-by-play. Other than that, I don't need one for every time I got a show on people now. Come on. So, oh, my God. So, it really drives me so insane. I stay away. Like, I really do. I try to stay away during the football games, too. Like, for most part, I try to be quiet and don't say anything during the games on Twitter. Because, I mean, I don't want to ruin it. Although, only I can say about because of the football games, you can't. It's a thing that's not coming on a million times already. It's not necessarily reruns. So, that's just how I feel about it. To stay away from there. Stay away from doing the award shows. Oh, my God. Black people, we show up. But when the award shows are on, we show up on Twitter and Facebook like it's nobody's business. And people tell every part of the show like they were paid to do so. So I trip out every time, man. I'm like, what the heck is going on? They tell you everything, too. I really don't be giving, like, save a little room for mystery, man. Let us kind of, you know, take our own take from it and say, oh, okay, this is what happened. Like, let us find out ourselves. You know, they tell you. I mean, you ain't got to watch the show. They tell you what the dress they got on. They tell you who fell off the stage. I mean, they give you a play-by-play. It's crazy. So, wow, man. It's just stressing out because you really think about how it was pre-social media. Oh, my God. It's hilarious, man. It's really something I just really can't put my finger on. Pre-social media, you will not get this. You will not get people telling you all that. You just have to find out the next day or whatever of people telling you, oh, let me tell you what happened. Now we got social media. You find that stuff right then and there, which is good and bad. Now, as far as some other stories, I'm going to go ahead and share some other stories that I saw that were pretty interesting as well because they were cracking me the heck up. One of my favorite sites in the world, Clumsy Crooks. .com and clumsycrooks.com so you can find some of the stupidest criminals and the stupidest police in the world. I mean all over the world. So let's see who's my culprits for the day because, oh, my God. I just don't get it. Oh, you know, it's just Halloween. I got to share this one. All right, so for those of y'all who know gearing up for Halloween, you know, this is actually a store that I know about very well because they are up the street. Pretty much, you know, they're all over the place, really. So to kind of go into what happened with this story, drum roll, please. All right, so Spirit Halloween employee told police that around 8:15 p.m. Monday that a woman took police officers. Costumes, a French maid costume, a clown costume, and pantyhose. Together, merchandise is worth more than $200. Authorities have yet to identify the two women wearing Zeta shirts who stole several costumes from a Rock Hill Halloween shop before they were chased out by employees, according to a police report. You can even right when you're reading the story, they even give you a coupon for the store too. I thought that was, now, you know, they said they wear Zeta shirts, so that means these were girls who were in sorority chicks, so they were some college type chicks. They still a bunch of costumes, and was dumb. I mean, you really got, all you got to do is do the math, which was really going to screw them. They had all the Zeta shirts, so now he's going to narrow it down to, okay, who is Zetas in the area? Because the colleges in the area, they have sororities and whatnot. Going to narrow down that. They have a party, and they wear their costumes. Ding, 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 ding. Now you know exactly who stole them. So, in the day, they got away. This is one of the few stories where they get away. But, shoot, watch. We'll be hearing the story very soon where they're going to tell us the people got caught. I'm not surprised at all. Now, as far as the next story that is just full of idiots, because I'm really deciding, y'all, who's going to get the Cricket of the Day award. There's so much idiotic stuff, it's not even funny. All right, so there's an alleged car thief who falls asleep in a stolen vehicle who also, by the way, gets arrested. A suspected car thief was taken into custody Sunday after falling asleep in a stolen vehicle outside a convenience store near 42nd and Valley Streets in Omaha. Officer Michael Hetcher, an Omaha police spokesman, said Aaron C. Whitehill, who was 31, of Bellevue, was arrested on suspicion of theft and failed to appear in court in another case. He was taken to the Douglas County Correctional Center. So, man, I know you had to, I mean, and then you, then they catch you because you didn't go to your, supposed to go to court for something else. I mean, what, bro, do you just want to get caught on purpose? I'm not really registering how that makes any sense to you. So, man, we got to think. Let's see. I'm going to give the Cricket of the Day award to the car thief because, you know, I'm not saying condone criminals, but the heck, at least the Spirit Halloween chicken got away. So now, you know, it's a matter of people got narrowed down, so it'll be some time for they necessarily get counted. So let's give the Crickets of the Day award to the idiot who decided to fall asleep in the car, who was already in trouble for something else, and then it was not his car. And yet again, it's reminded you, it was not his car. So now they got all this different stuff going on. You know, this is leading to him. He just calling attention to himself. So, sir, I mean, you are one of the reasons why people say once a criminal, always a criminal. Like, how much of an idiot could you possibly be? Wow, wow, wow. I'm appalled. I am appalled to the furthest degree. All right. So, as far as the reminder you guys going on today on the T-Marie Hour, which would be in about 20, in less than 30 minutes, she's going to be talking about legalizing marijuana and also the week 7 of the NFL season. So that's what's going down with that. Okay, I see we got a caller. Let's see who it is. All right. All right, we got a caller. Let's see, it says BB. Who we got? Caller,
this is Robert.
Oh, there you go. Let me get my hands together.
I'm actually here with.
All right,
the prophet.
Oh, what's up? I'm glad to have you. So, hold on, before I bring you in, I gotta redo it. Now that I know you're in the building, I gotta redo the whole introduction. Hold on. Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show, the beautiful and talented Miss Baby.
It's Babette.
Babette.
And I have DJ Stevie D the Prophet also here with me.
What's up?
They're doing good here.
Glad to have you. So first off, man, go ahead and let's get this skinny on you first. You know, let everybody know who you are, where you're from, and what actually led you to get into music in the first place.
Say that one more time for me, please.
Let everybody know who you are, where you're from, and what led you to get into music.
All right. Well, my name is Babette. I'm from Haiti. And basically, I got into music at a young age from my mentor. Basically, and with music, it allowed me to come out of my fears. When I was young, I used to be afraid of people. And my mother and my mentor thought it would have been a great thing to have me perform to overcome such fear. When they thought it would have been a game, and when I started doing music at a young age, it became very serious to me. And I got really, really interested in it. I said, Mom, this is what I really want to do. I want to be an artist. I want to perform and speak to the world and tell them my story.
Okay, and like as far as you, I know some parents are supportive of, you know, some parents want their kids to be doctors or teachers or whatever. Were your parents always supportive of you wanting to go into music?
Yes, my parents were actually my first investors. My mom and my dad, also my father is also a producer himself, a music producer himself. So my father was very supportive of that. So is my mom. My mom was my stylist at a young age, and she'll be there, the first one to be at the show to make sure my attitude check and I'm on point, ready to go. So yes, you know, I was told that, you know, you got to have a backup plan. You got to have this. I went for the backup plan, but at the same time, I was going for the same goal.
Yeah, I've told people that all the time, like, really, in the day, when you got your parents behind you, your family's behind you, it's like you're like an unstoppable force because now you got your backbone involved. Because, I mean, I see these models and artists every day after watching. I hear the horror stories of how their family doesn't support them, and it's crazy to hear that. Like, really, just, you know, to when you're not accustomed to that necessarily yourself because you got a supportive family. And it's just great to hear that you got supportive family. And they, that's going to continue to make your career go big because you got that backbone.
I totally agree with you. I couldn't be here today without them. After God, I definitely am very thankful that I have my family and my circle, and that's my unit. That's my force.
Most definitely. Now, as far as with, like, who were some of your inspirations when you were younger that kind of led you into music too? Because I know we all got a little bit of everybody that's, you know, lead us into doing what we love doing.
To be honest, I have a variety of stuff. Coming from the Caribbean, you know, you have a multicultural area zone. My thing was, to be crazy, it was Bob Marley and Tupac, to be honest with you. Creativity, when I came to America, I have really got inspired by Missy Elliott creativity. So the energy-wise, I would say it's like three of them in a one, and that was my inspiration to come up here because I do, you know, create music in English, but I also create music in different languages. So with that, it's like every aspect of that, there's a variety, there's a character that expresses itself, and I put that into one, and you have me.
Right, and I like what I liked about your list you gave is, now you basically completely besides, you got Bob Marley, then you got Tupac. You just put the two of them together alone. Both of them are iconic, but their styles are completely different. They do, for the most part, they do different genres of music, and it's just so great to see. Like you're basically saying, like all these different influences of like different genres and different styles kind of coming to you. So that says a lot about your music.
Thank you, sir. Basically, I'm going for the boldness. I'm going for the genuity of my art craft, and also to tell the world a story. Have a strong foundation. Have a strong ground. I don't want to be like the type of artist, you know, that's out there and not giving you something that you could live off from or want to be better with yourself or something like that. So to have them, they had very strong foundation. They had a motive and they executed quite well. And with me coming from that zone, my mindset is very strong. So those are my artists that always kept me going, besides my father being a very big inspiration in my life and how he created music and the love he had for it. So altogether, I would say that, yes, I am a woman. I'm a woman, female artist, but at the same time, my energy and persona is very strong.
Yes, at the end of the day, women, you know, and I don't know if I want to throw that there because I'm going to have a bunch of pitchforks at me. I was getting ready to say, women run the world. I know I'm a male. I know they got out of the guys. The guys are going to come chase me down with pitchforks. So I'm going to not say it. So, oh, man. Now, as far as like when you get ready to go into the studio, I know different people got different things. Some people, they got to eat. They got different rituals they got to do when they get ready to go into the studio to prepare their mind. What's like your ritual that you do when you go in there? Do you like go take a bunch of boxes and beat them against the wall? You jump off of cars?
To be honest.
Take a shot. What do you do?
I actually pray. I meditate. My father always told me, you know, your strongest energy, your strongest high, he would say, is praying and speaking to the Lord for that genuine energy. I want when you hear my voice, it has a strong, you could feel that anointing within that song. So I usually pray. I'm a very strong, when it comes to that, I wouldn't say it's a ritual, I would say it's a lifestyle. Because I'm very energized, and you know what? I want that unlimited energy. You know, I don't want that crash. So I pray. I go straight spiritual to pray, to enlighten and open myself up and go at it. You know, I'm a lioness, and I'm a hunter. And to be focused on what I need to do, I got to go to the creator of a hunter itself.
You're the first artist I ever heard say that. I've had plenty of people come in here. I've never had anybody say that before. The first thing they do before they go into the studio was pray. That would be the first person that said that. I don't doubt that the other ones don't do it, but they just ain't never said it. So, you know, you're the first person to come out and admit to it. Now, okay, so as far as your first song, what was the first song you ever recorded? And kind of explain to people where you were coming from when you made it.
My first song I recorded, are you talking about on my album now or the one ever, ever recorded?
Ever, 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 ever.
All right, so you're trying me now. I would say my first song I recorded was Boston Tea Party.
That sounds like an interesting song.
Basically, that song was about, I remember I flew into Texas and I was like, you know what? I went through a lot of, when I'm doing my thing, I go all out. I don't care who other artists is there. My goal is I came, I strategize, and I execute. And the song came about is the fact that I had so many artists was coming at me in a negative way. So my song basically was a listen. You know, I'm going to come here. I'm going to do my thing. I'm not about what you need to do on a personal level. I got to eat, too, and I got to feed my people, too. So Boston Tea Party was just, like, straight in your face in telling you, listen, you're going to lay it out there. I'm going to take it from you. That was my first song I recorded when I flew to Texas, Houston, Texas, and the artists, it was great. I had fun doing it. And it was all positive energy, and every negative energy that was sent my way, I took it and made it a positive energy, and I was not playing around.
Okay, I learned something new there. I did not know you came to the great state of Texas before.
Yeah, I've traveled a lot.
that's a great, great look. It's, you know, that's why I hold it down at Texas. All right, so I'm gonna get to the goofy side of you because that's what I do best. I dig. I'm very good at digging information out of people. All right, so as far as I hope you ready. Before I throw them at you, I hope you're ready. Are you ready?
Oh, I was born ready.
All right, y'all heard her, right? She was born ready. Okay, what's the most embarrassing thing you have ever done? And it doesn't even just be music. That could just be period.
Wow, to think about it, I really haven't really thought of that before. I don't think
let me get you your thinking music. Hold on.
Stop. That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever done. This is Jeopardy music. You got it right there.
All right. So what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
To be honest, I actually don't have one, actually. I never really sat down and really paid mind to that, to be honest with you. You know, maybe next time I'll come back with one. That's so much to do.
You had to have done something that may not necessarily have been embarrassing to you, but some other people would think it was embarrassing.
I don't know. I know my
you never fell on you and tripped or anything, or forgot the lyrics of your songs. I've heard
my parents would not play with me to forget lyrics to my song. Woo! I would get it all day. I'd say it's probably like a prank they played on me, but they play so many pranks I can't even. Like one time,
wow.
I was sleeping.
You said they played that many pranks at you? I guess you got a crew that had to joke around with you a lot.
I was sleeping and I had to get ready for a show. I was tired, so I just crashed in the backstage, and my father comes out of nowhere. The place is on fire. I was sleeping. The place is on fire. Let's go. So I go ahead and wake up. I was like, oh, my God, running outside to the exit door and running out the parking lot. And I'm like, where's the fire? Where's the fire? And everybody started laughing at me. I think that, to be honest with you, they play pranks on me. So that's the most thing you probably, and it was embarrassing because I was the only one that thought the place was on fire. And I'm telling everybody to get out the building because it's on fire. They're looking at me like I was really on some hard stuff.
Like, I'm over here laughing because I'm like, you know, one time looking around and saying, something ain't adding up.
Right? And the thing is that I turn around and everybody's laughing. I'm saying, you guys don't know the fire. They're like, okay, she's not on her ground. She has lost it. And I'm like, oh, cool. Look at me. I'm crazy when you burn up.
Wow. I'm gonna admit, that's one of the crazy ones. I always hear crazy stuff.
That on me.
That one. See, I knew I was going to get something out of you. And you tried to. I can't believe you hit that one for me at first. Oh, my God. I'm laughing. I just imagine this person.
I was gone.
Running down to the building like, oh, my God,
I was gone. I was gone, and they were laughing so hard. It was a classic moment. It was a classic moment because I was like, you guys play this trick on me. You know I need this energy. You guys got me running a mile away. They had a chase.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God, man. That's hilarious. God, man, That's a classic.
DJ Speedy in the background.
They got me thinking. They really got me thinking of stuff. I'm like, man, I'm about to play some on somebody. Okay, so as all right, now, as far as the state of the industry, as far as how you look at it, what's some good parts of the industry that you notice, and what's the parts of the industry that you hate? Because, you know, of course, you know, we have the good, the bad, you have to deal with both of them in order to make it.
To be honest with you, I'm gonna say it to let you know the truth. The good part is a craft, the love for your craft. That's the good part. I am in the music industry, but I'm not in the music industry because I feel like I set myself apart. And, you know, and I love what I do. I'm a storyteller. That's my genre. I'm a storyteller. I tell you how it is, when it occurred, if you like it or not, or even if my life depends on it. So to me, it's like, the love for my artistry is the best part. When I do see that our artistry, the music itself, is being diluted, I would say, and it's not being valued at how it's supposed to be valued, and it's not being cherished and embraced how it's supposed to be embraced, I think, you know what I mean? So it's like, it makes me feel like, all right, so what was actually your purpose of creating this art? Because music is a source of life. You know, it gives you energy and it gives you motivation to achieve or to destroy. So once it's like, it's all about what they put in it and how they put it in. And to me, I feel as though the good part about it is the love I have for it. I could do it all day and night, never get tired. I could do it free or paid, don't matter to me. As long as I'm doing it, this is what I'm doing. The bad part is how at times I feel like it's not valued and cherished or how it's supposed to be cherished.
Amen to that. Because I mean, that's the thing is, if you don't, because some people just in the industry just because they're trying to create a big, but they try to get a big deal real quick, you know, just get the money and get out. But like you said, and that's what's tainting the industry. Some people just make it. It's not really make something that you feel that you actually love. Like if you want, like first of all, I don't have a problem being wanting to twerk and stuff. Just make sure that you like it. Don't just make something that you're making it. Make something that you actually like. If you like eating spaghetti, make a song about spaghetti. Whatever, man. It's be you.
It has to have a foundation.
I mean, I feel that.
It has to have a foundation. My father, being a music producer and being back in the day, you know, started at 5 years old. My father started at 5 years old, and he was a battle DJ back then. This man has battled at one of many of the American DJs that stands today, but that was way back in the day. And to have my father that has a strong love for this work, I wasn't allowed to give you a candy popper. You know what I mean? Give you this thing you just take a sip of and you're like, oh, that is just too much. I can't take that no more. My thing is that I told my father when I sat down with my father, I said, you know, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I love to do. You know, I remember spending 20 hours nonstop just to perfect my work and just to feel how it's supposed to build the foundation. When I'm making music, I look at it as an architect. You know, I have the plan planned out and the strategy planned out. I have my foundation rooted and ready to go to create art. I create art. I am a Caribbean artist, and what I do is I create art. And the reason why when I step on stage, my persona dominates is because if you're not about it, then I'm going to take it. Point blank, because I create art. I have a love for this. I'm vicious when it comes to the art of this, the heart of this.
And I noticed about women from the Caribbean period, because we had my girl Pat Tuoloko big up to her and so weeks ago. Like, it's just something about y'all, especially the women, when y'all love something, like wherever y'all are passionate about, y'all go hard and no filter. Y'all gonna do what you gotta do to really go after what you love doing, and I love that so much. There's a lot of girls in the U.S. that do it too, But it's just some reason, I don't know what's in y'all blood, but y'all are on a whole other level when it comes to y'all grind.
It's the purity. It's the purity. It's the purity, baby. That's all it is. Now I got me started now. You know, I'm going to take you there.
That's what I do. I bring the craziness out of people, bring the craziness and the death out of people real quick. All right, so as far as another goofy question I'm going to throw at you. Now, let's say a guy walks up to you, you know, and he's like, oh, I'm interested, I'm getting to know her. How is the best way for a guy to, you know, to sweep you off your feet? And what's the best way for him? Like, what type of place should he take you on the first date or whatever?
The first, to be honest with you, for a man to talk to me, he'll go talk to the love of my life, which is my father. The first date is with my father. Because I'm a type of woman that don't take no BS. I'm quickly to tell you that, yo, have a nice day, bye. So my father filters so I won't break their little feelings. I'm a very strong-minded person. I don't fall for many because many has come and many has been shut down. So you want to go and find out who I am, you go to my father. That's the man of my life. You know, you go to the one that know me as well. And he will tell you, you're not playing with a rookie. You're not playing with your everyday woman. You know, my father know the mentality of a man. You know, and
what mentality? That they were all just so great and loving and
no. You know, you guys are let's just say a bunch of silly rabbit. I call it silly rabbit mentality. You know, so knowing me, I'm Bobette 24/7. This is not something that changed or anything like that. My persona is strong. Even in my personal life or my musical life or my working life. So I feel as though to protect someone's feelings, I'm going to send you to the one that know me because he will let you know you're messing with a warrior, that I don't take no BS from no one. So my father is the first one for any male to speak with and to go on a date with. And I'm sorry to say about it, but that's how it is.
Hey,
you know,
at least you're real. You're not playing the games. Of, okay, let me put this persona on there. I'm not, you know, you being real about it. So, guys that just got you skinny, just let y'all know. All right. So, last thing I want to throw at you, and that's a couple things. One, what can we expect to come to have you for, you know, the rest of this year and leading into 2014.
Right now, I mean, for the 2014, you know, I have the fire outfit I'm coming out, the Tapula Donkey, Tap the Donkey coming out, and I'm going to be pushing that throughout the rest of the year. One thing they realize that a warrior has stepped on their ground, and I'm not taking no answers, no for no answer, you know, and working on the album, which... with my main producer, with DJ CVD, the Prophet, you know, the energy, and things they've never seen before. Being able to speak my mind and speaking what people are afraid to speak with in a fun way, to the point that they don't even know I'm speaking about it because they're too busy dancing to it.
Yes. And actually, we actually got that track. Oh, we actually get this track ready and locked and loaded, so we will be playing that here in a bit. Last thing, definitely want to throw out there to you. Today was your last day, and you wanted everybody to remember one thing about you. What would that thing be?
Jesus Christ. They could say that this artist, no matter how big she got or no matter whatever she did in her life, this woman fears God than ever, that she's willing to die to speak the truth. this woman is a warrior at heart, and a warrior in spiritual. So when they see my name, they will always say, this woman was a woman of God.
Well, that was, man, it's like, it's so, like when I just talked to you, just said five, it was crazy. I'm like floating on the clouds right now. No, not because of that, people. Not floating in clouds because of what you think it. I'm floating in clouds because it just, no, I love positive spirits, and it definitely was great. It was, I'm glad, I'm very glad that we got you into the show, man. I was like, oh, my gosh. It just makes sense you to come through, so I'm glad we got you in because your positive vibe that you brought to the show, artists really need to see that and understand in a day you got to be humble.
Yes, and I'm very honored to be here for this opportunity myself. I'm ready. I'm ready to blaze. I'm ready to go. You know, that's all I'm doing. I'm doing what I need to do. You know, I told my father, I said, I want to be in history. I want to be written in history, and not for wicked things, but for things of making a change in this world. You know, facing the world and not fearing it. You can't fear no man on this land. And this is why I feel like I was the best person chosen for this job.
Well, definitely. I do thank you for coming through. We are getting ready to play your track as we get ready to go into the second hour of the show. Second hour of the show, the T. Marie Hour, which I know that my girl T. Marie in the building with us too. What's up, T?
So let's tell you a little bit about the track. You know, I really want them to understand the track because, you know, I do make music in different languages, in four different languages. So I definitely want to tell them a little bit about the track, if that's all right with you. The track is called...
Oh, yeah, that is definitely all right.
All right, thank you so much, sir. The track is called Tap the Donkey. The history behind it is when I was younger, when I used to get in a rut, my grandmother would tell me, my Jamaican Indian grandmother and my Haitian grandmother would tell me, tap the donkey and get out of the rut. So basically it's like in any rut, any situation that you feel stuck, you don't know how to get out of it. You feel that you got to come out. You got to come out. You got to build yourself back up. You got to tap that donkey and keep it moving. You know, and if it doesn't want to move, you hop on and keep it going. So
I'm glad you explained it. Y'all know how my little mind is. When I saw Tap That Donkey, I was over here thinking, so. I was like, Tap That, okay. And now I got clarification.
Yes, sir. I think a lot of people, when my... my producer was like, Tap the Donkey? What? DJ Stevie D was like, that's why DJ Stevie D got on the track, was like, I got to get on this. This is ridiculous. What? Tap the Donkey. And I said it in French, Tap le Donkey. Means tap that donkey. Tap that run and keep it moving. Get out of it, man. I ain't going to stay down for you. I got to get going. So basically, that's what the song is basically about. Don't stay down. Get it going. No matter if you're here in America or you're there in the Caribbean, wherever you at, tap that donkey and get out of that run.
All right. Let's tap that donkey. I just say that in my country accent. All right. So, before we do that, I want you to let everybody know how they can follow you, you know, keep up with what you got going on.
Well, you could actually follow me on Twitter, Barbette, TGC, BABET, TGC, or you could even hit up DJ Stevie D at DJStevieD@gmail.com. You get him, you get me, you get the whole crew. We're ready to go. We're not playing here. You know, let's get it moving. Let's tap that donkey, keep it blazing, you know.
All right. The accent, Lord, I was praying the whole show, say, Lord, don't let me nip on the show. Y'all know how I get these accents. All right, all right. We're going to get into it.
Let's play.
Ladies and gentlemen, want to bring to your attention the rude girl, the damn mother thing.
No other. Yeah, I'm gonna take him there. Okay. Like this.
Yeah,
don't you
yeah.
Love that. Let's go. Stop it, I got a little more time machine. Not gonna stay behind the donkey. Stop it, girl, and keep it walking. Not gonna stay behind the donkey. Stop it, girl, and keep it walking. Bobby say, oh, they ever hickla. Stop it, I got a little more time machine. Bobby say, oh, they ever hickla. Stop it, I got a little more time machine. E-I-I-I. Oh, I. E-I-I-I. Oh, I. Say, I. Where I'm from, the grassroots town. Should I do my history? A woman that's a profound. So I'll invite a secretary. I really love some don't know me. They throw a brick, I built it up. They throw shades, I lift it up. They climb up the ridges. Oh, Sayogela. Oh, Sayogela. Sayogela.
Silly behind. I'm over here. I'm over here dancing. All right, y'all, we back. We back on Life of the Dust Live. Y'all know how we doing the second half of the show. Second half of the show is the T. Marie Hour. We got my girl T. Marie. What's up,
what up,
T?
What up, what up?
What's up, what's up? You know, I was over here, you know, turned up. I was turned up over here. I was acting the fool, so I need to sit my behind down.
I'm not telling what you was over there doing, sitting.
I thought you were killing them around everything. I was doing the most.
Oh, Lord, man.
Definitely, man. I was feeling her positive vibes. Man, it was crazy, man. Like, wow. my mind is blown right now. It's like on another level.
All right, so
T, let them know what we got. Hold on, I'm going to talk about this. T, tell me what they got going on for these shows today.
Oh, Lord, no. You were not trying to work that accent. What we're going to discuss today is the Texans law, and should marijuana be legalized in Texas? I just want to know, because, I mean, it seems like everybody's smoking, like, they smoking cigarettes, so I just want to get everybody's opinion and, you know, get some feedback from the listeners, you know, see what things leave. Who knows what'll pop up.
Now, you said, now you were talking about one of your topics, talking about the Texas law.
Yes, what about the Texas Blues? And are you a Texas fan?
You know, for me, it just really doesn't, you know, the Texans, because, you know, the Texas fans talk a lot of trash. And they really talk trash about my Cowboys. And they're getting a lesson in humility right now about how to act. Because at the end of the day, like I told so many Texans fans, they want to pop at the mouth. We have fire rings. It don't matter how old they are. We still got fire rings. Y'all have zero.
So you still a Texans fan? What's your favorite team?
You know, I'm a fan of America's team. America's team, for those of y'all who don't keep up. That is the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, shoot. How the Cowboys been doing? They ain't won all they games, haven't they?
They are number one.
Oh, really?
Number one.
What shocked my draw?
Number one in their division. Thank you very much.
You know what? I didn't know that, but they didn't do too well. But I'm not old and I'm not young, and I can never really remember the Dallas Cowboys just really doing their thing. But then who? I mean, I'm not a huge sports fan, so who am I to say that? But from what I can remember, Dallas says, well, anyway, let me not down your team. Go ahead, City.
you know, we, in the day, you know, we make a move. Y'all got quarterback. They got quarterback problems. Trust issues. Y'all got trust issues. So, yeah, I'm going to need you to tone it down.
I know. My bad. I heard you over there. You was like, hold on. I know she's not going to sit in and just go in on my Dallas Cowboys like that.
Yeah, because then they, hold on. Let's go. Because the numbers don't lie and neither do I. All right, let's look.
Wow.
The Dallas Cowboys record is 4-3. Guess what the Eagles Texans record is? The Dallas Cowboys record is 4-3. For those of y'all that don't keep up, that's a winning record. And
you
then
2-3?
No, we're 4-3. Cuatro.
So they won
cuatro
four and they lost three.
Cuatro chess.
Oh, well, they still, like I said, they still the same Texans I know. They won four and they lost three, right? Is that what you're saying, City?
Hold on. I'm ready to get it right. 4-3. You put in the chat room 3-4. Make sure you get it right. You got that a little wrong, sir. Make sure you get it right in the chat room. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so let me type this in the chat room to make sure you understand what I'm asking you. So
because you got people in the chat room that want to run their mouth. That's running their mouth above. See, this is how I got to deal with. Y'all be ganging up on me.
No, we're just trying to figure out about those Cowboys.
You know, we got fire racing in there to talk about. But meanwhile, your Houston Texans are 2-5.
Hey, you know what?
Y'all came in.
That's
y'all,
what I
want to
talk to y'all about.
Y'all
cause we don't know. I think y'all like Leo smoking marijuana.
We got JJ Watt, Cleaver Rudd. Y'all are 2-5.
I think JJ done tripped that because they done put his ass up. They done put his ass for ice cream commercial. So he's thinking he's Gucci. Nah, let me quit. I'm just playing. Y'all saw him on the commercial. Is it the HEB commercial?
Anyway,
they seen this on. Anybody seen it on the HEB commercial with JJ? They talking about making some JJ ice cream. The mama. Anybody seen it? Just holler at me. Oh, Rudy's in the chat room, so I know he done.
Yes.
You know he ain't gonna leave me hanging.
He's always. He's definitely, and he doing what he does best. Yeah, top off. Oh, Lord. Okay.
You say you like that last song that was played.
Yeah, but I know you didn't see how he was going in from the Cowboys. They're pitiful. You know what? Okay, I'm going to give credit where it's due because, see, that's what I hate. Because who his team is. His team is, guess what, his team is the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to give them credit because the Dallas Cowboys, we exploited Peyton Manning. They finished, but the Colts, they finished the freaking job. They said, you know what, we learned a little something the Cowboys they did. Now we can't do that. And we put an execute the plan all the way with no mistakes. And they spanked Peyton Manning.
Did you hear about what they was talking about today with the Texans?
Oh, what happened?
No. Okay. Well, what I'm gonna do is I want to talk about what they did because a couple of their players were supposedly allegedly smoking marijuana. So I think all their players are mainly probably a lot of them are. Too full of that Mary Jane, and you know they say don't be fooling with Mary. Nah, they fooling with their Mary Jane, I think. So, yeah.
I mean, I just really, I'm at a loss because I make this disclaimer because when people always assume when you support something that all of a sudden you are a user of it. I'm going to come out like this. Do I think marijuana should be legalized? Yes. Do I smoke marijuana? No. I had to throw that out there because every time you say you're for legalizing marijuana, you know it's this whole thing of you must get high. No, I'm just saying that it's too many people in jail for that crap. It's just, I think right now the reason why they don't have it legalized, they make so much money off of having people in jail from it. Why make it legalized?
You know, you have a point. Or I don't know. I have no idea why they haven't legalized it. Because it's legalized in some states. Like, of course, everybody knows it's legalized in Cali, Arizona. And it's one more place with the N. I cannot think of their name. I'm going to find it, though. But they haven't legalized in some states. I wonder why not Texas.
Because you know how Texas is. We're so behind some. You know we're ahead, but we're so behind at the same time. We don't know what.
We do get stuff kind of late, but still, this kind of late. Like, and see, the reason why I'm saying it is because statistics show, like, they had, it was a research, I cannot remember the person who did the research, but it was a documentary on this woman, and the woman had, I want to say she had cancer, and what she would do is, they did a statistics of her going through a day without smoking marijuana, and she would be weak, she really couldn't do anything, but they did another date of her smoke, you know, on a day where she smoked marijuana. You talking about her girl was running around now like she was on crack, but just cleaning up and doing stuff. So it does, you know, I think that it's, they should just legalize it. It should be legalized.
Yeah.
Oh, let me give you my story. Let me see. You know, I'm trying
well,
to
yeah,
do
I mean,
marijuana.
You on point. You on point.
Huh?
I said you are definitely on point with your point. Cause I mean, I just really it's enough to give me a headache, man. Like I'm just tired of watching people get put in jail over this. It's stupid.
And see, it's
because
one thing
they,
for you
it's
to,
not you know. I don't really see a lot of people doing. No, really, all marijuana is doing is stopping people from getting jobs and stopping people from. You know, and put people in jail. The same way, I mean, people do super drink alcohol and make dumb decisions, but yet alcohol is still legalized. So why not legalize marijuana? And then you're not a drug, and people get confused. Drug abuse is between drug abuse and using a drug. It's a difference. You know, if you're a person that drinks alcohol from sun up to sundown, and you don't think responsibly about it.
That's exactly
you,
my
sir, are
an
alcohol abuser. Like old Ritter drinks, but he don't get to, you know, he's not running around making poor decisions, killing people, doing whatever. That's responsible drinking. But it's idiots. I like to just go drive it and run over, you know, and don't really have regards to life or whatever. And it's the same thing in the day. People smoking marijuana, not doing it, then they shouldn't be punished.
See, that was my whole point. Now, if you're around here, Rob, you know, trying to, if you around here just doing dumb stuff when you're on it, and it's you're the type of person who don't need it. But if you're, you can be, you know, it doesn't affect you like a person who does it. Somebody might, if you broke, it's obvious you don't need to be stealing from nobody to go get take care of your business. But if you're able to handle your business, then I don't see why it shouldn't be legal. I just Googled, and I'm on medicalmarijuana.procon.org. And I didn't know. I thought it was only marijuana was legal in a few states, but it's obvious that it's a lot of states that it's legal in. It says that it was passed in Alaska in 1998, excuse me, Arizona in 2010, California in 96. Colorado in 2000, Connecticut in 2012, D.C. in 2010, Delaware in 2011, Hawaii in 2000, Illinois in 2013, Maine in 99, Massachusetts in 2012, Michigan in 2008, Montana in 2004, Nevada in 2000, New Hampshire in 2013, New Jersey in 2010, New Mexico in 2007, Oregon in 98, Rhode Island in 06, Vermont in 04, and Washington in 98. So it's legalized in a lot of states.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware of that until I just did this show. Thing. You learn something every day.
The thing is, see, they're trying because, you know, they're passed federal law. Certain areas can make that discussion. They can make that differential point of not allowing it to be passed, you know, allowing it to be legal. So when it's a federal, that's what everybody's trying to push for. It's a federal, then all the states got, you know, more so take
yeah,
heed to it, and they
law.
Can't pull these stunts anymore.
But I didn't know. See, I learned something. I'm so proud. I did that little research. So yeah, but what I can do now, if you don't want to take a break, I can go ahead and do the story with the Texans. Hold up, let me give me some water because my throat. Okay, excuse me, I have to get my voice right. Okay, so now I can do because the reason why I thought about should it be legal was because of the Texans players was suspected of. Having marijuana, and they were, it was like three players released from the Texas team. They were rookies and free agents. And I also learned that if some people that play for, like, the Texans or any other football team, that like free agents, they can play with other teams, too. They're not signed in contract.
Different. Okay, let me find my paper. I have so many tabs open.
Yeah, cause I mean, because marijuana, that's getting a lot of NFL players kicked out, you know, getting suspended for weeks and stuff. That stuff, that's the plan into that. You know, it, really at the end of the day, it's not necessarily, to me, it's not necessarily that NFL is just doing it because they feel that they feel it's wrong. They're doing what they feel, they're trying to enforce. Hey, this is what the law is, so we're going to uphold the law in the NFL. Any you mess up or whatever, they're coming. They're going to make sure they punish you. You know, and they, you know, just to make an example because of the, it, you know, in the day when people look at athletes, they look at them as examples, and if they're able to just do whatever, then they feel like, okay, the law, they need to take the law into their own hands type of stuff. So that's why the NFL is always so strict on so many things, because they want to make an example, let the world know, hey, it is what it is.
So this type of behavior is unacceptable or something. So, yeah, let me read you my stuff. And it was, as I read it, you'll hear, it was in no mood Monday to disclose what team moves running back Kerry Wood, outside linebacker Willie Jefferson, and defense end Sam Montgomery violated that caused him to place them on waiver. I don't want to discuss team rules, Kubak said, and this is from the Chronicle blog. A person with knowledge of the situation said the three rookies violated team rules at the Texans Hotel in Kansas City on Saturday night. They were sent home and placed on the inactive list for the 17-16 loss to the Chiefs. So Texans lost lost this past, whenever they had their last game with the Chiefs, they lost bad yesterday. What day was it?
Yesterday. It was yesterday. Sunday, so yeah, it was. Yeah, getting second. I remember Matt Schaub, you know, he ended up going
down.
Did
he get injured?
And then y'all had a backup quarterback, and that dude was getting sacked more. He was getting sacked more than groceries at Walmart.
You silly. Yeah, I thought because I watched it for a little while, and I thought somebody got injured. Anyway, but yeah, and so he said, I feel like they wasted, okay, hold on, let me make sure I'm not getting ahead of myself. Okay, yeah, they lost 17-16 to the Chiefs. The first time Kubak has waived anyone for a violation of one of his rules. I feel like they wasted a big opportunity, outside linebacker Brooks Reed said. I'm sure they're realizing it right now. It's crazy and unfortunate because they had a great opportunity here to be successful. They just didn't get it. I don't understand why someone would do that to themselves. The decision to make Wood inactive for the game hurt the team because running back Aaron Foster, he had an injury with his hamstring. And Ben Tate, he had some ribs injured. So Wood would have received a lot of playing time. It's disappointing because each of them had promised them defensive end. Hold on, I'm trying to. Okay. My bad, I got sidetracked. I know.
And we got some callers, too. I see the Super Bowl line.
They're probably ready to discuss it. Them, if it's any of them Texans, trust me, they're ready to say, leave it alone, marijuana. No, let me. Okay.
One of them is one of our favorite callers.
Oh, Rooter, is that who it is?
Yeah, that's exactly who it is.
Okay. Let
I am so glad you picked up before Scooter got in here. She's going to whip my ass. She finds out I'm drinking.
Oh, da, da, da.
I know. I sat there. I left work today, and I ran to the liquor store, bought me a 1.75 liter of this 10 High bourbon. And I come home, and I'm like perusing, and I saw Ceddie J's on. So I flipped it on, and I heard like the smooth like honey. That was the honeyest voice I ever heard in my life. And you know, I asked Ceddie, if it, is that Miss Cleo?
Oh, yeah. You were talking about Bebe. You were talking about
Bebe. Bebe.
Oh. Bebe.
Bebe. Bebe. Bebe.
She's a music artist.
But yeah, she was. Yeah, I just. Yeah, she was. Man, oh my god! I'm in love with her music at first sight. I love when artists are like that. Man, it's just wow.
That was.
I still got chills.
I got a chill because the nice lady you're talking to.
My girl, T. Marie.
Yeah, I got to take a shot for her. Here it goes. Hold on, let me get my Burger King watered down Diet Coke ready to shoot after this because I'm getting old. Oh.
You know what? You got to send her a bottle. You got to send her a bottle so she can see how it tastes. If
you know,
she, like,
exactly. So
he's
I can
not
turn
digging
up
that up. Like, it really is that good.
Yeah. Oh, what's method? Here's that. I don't know if you heard the story yet, but Ceddie, you and me and some chick in Massachusetts probably got one of the last mass production bottles of the 10 High bourbon.
Wow.
They turned it in. Yeah, they turned it into a mix or a blended whiskey. And that's what I had to buy tonight, and I'm cutting it with water and worn-out Burger King Diet Coke. You know, I'm sitting here. But know a place in Plainfield, Indiana, that has some old stock. And if did you say Tina Marie, or is it T.
Marie?
No,
T. Marie. T, like, sipping
well,
some
tea, Marie. I saw her earlier, but, you know, I was kind of hoping it was Tina Marie, so. What's that song she sang?
I have no idea.
Well, it depends. She got a bunch of songs.
You know, I got it on my hard drive. I don't want to, but she was talking football and stuff. She sang.
Yeah, we're talking about football, and we're talking about marijuana being legalized in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I promised. If you picked me up, I would tell you how that would get legalized in all 50 states. And Puerto Rico. What they're going to do? Okay, Colorado and what is it? Washington or Oregon that like went just full blown and like approved it. I don't.
You
Oregon,
I haven't pulled up.
Oregon,
so in 2013, it was Illinois and New Hampshire.
Nah, they're not going to. New Hampshire, I'd agree with. Illinois, no, and I'll tell you why. The government, the state, and the federal have to figure out how to tax it.
But it's already been passed. And,
No. It's passed, but they've got to figure out how to tax it. What they're doing, these states are going to let Colorado figure it out. Okay, and once Colorado figures out how to tax marijuana where it makes more money than the fines and the fees and everything that, like, people have to pay when they get caught with it, once they figure out how to make that, like, the taxes more than it would cost them to arrest the people, then they'll approve it. And that's when it, and then you're going to, once they figure that out, once Colorado figures out how to do that, and all the other states can see, like, Colorado's in the black instead of the red, then you're going to see this big old mad, like, whoomp. You know, kind of like when they built the railroads and the country just kind of went, whoomp. It just got big once the railroads went through. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
Once Colorado figures out how to make a profit off the taxing instead of making a profit off the arresting. And so they're going to let them figure it out. And once they figure that out, then the whole freaking country is going to just, like, swerve over.
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult then that it's legalized in other states already.
Well, they got
to take a distinction plan and kind of revise
it. They still got to make up for the fact, you know, just like how they had with alcohol, you know, the bootlegging with alcohol.
Yep.
They still got to figure out how to take the stuff that's being put around that's not necessarily sold legally. They got to figure out how to stop that first.
They got
to
figure
out. That brings me to another thing. Why we can't drink it? We should be able to buy liquor 24/7 like they do in Louisiana, right?
I mean, we really suck. I can attest to that. We suck.
Texas gonna have to catch up because we suck right now. I love my Texas.
What time is the liquor store closed there, Ruder?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking a drink. What'd you say, sir?
Look at you. And I'm jealous because I don't have no drink right now.
I'm drinking for you, too, Miss T.
Okay. Well, hopefully I feel that buzz real soon.
I ain't feeling buzz. This is drunk. I got the drunk going on. This ain't buzzing. Buzzing's for, like, 17-year-olds with a bottle of Boone's Farm, or better yet, bottle of T.J. Swan Midnight Passion. Okay. You don't know what T.J. Swan is, do you, Miss T?
T.J. Swan.
It's
what?
She don't know no T.J. Swan.
Oh, Google
you some T.J. Swan and come back and talk to me about drinking.
It's a wine. I'm already on it now. T.J. Swan wine.
Wow. Oh,
shit. Y'all know I'm a Google maniac. Y'all know how I do quickly.
I better put the cap on this main bottle. Where'd it go? Oh, heck. I'll just let it air out.
I'm just tired of watching people get put in jail for this stuff,
for pot.
This headache. It's an unnecessary headache that we should have to continually see that there's people being in jail. It's not that, hey, oh, well, I'm killing this person and then I'm smoking marijuana. It's like they're not doing that. It's because they got it, now they're going to jail. Eventually. I mean, it's going to be crazy. When this, because of the same thing, everybody was like, man, I can't wait to live to see the day when marijuana is legal. I mean, you don't ever doubt it, because that's probably the same thing people said when alcohol was illegal. Shoot, y'all watched Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, I
get it in about this stuff.
I'm pretty sure, especially the way how society change on a daily basis, I can see how it'll eventually one day will be. But, it's just like a matter of time.
I'm turning into a pussy for T. Marie. this liquor.
And thank you for liking my page, too.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm all real. I've been an old rooter since about 1948. But I couldn't get on the internet back in.
I know. Nobody can.
I had to lie to the phone company to get my number in a phone book. What's your name? No, it's old Ruder. Your name's really old Ruder? Yeah, put it in there. So they'd be calling me like Rosemary 59542. Old Ruder. I'm for real. I'm sorry. I promise to tell you I wouldn't act stupid, and I'm acting. I apologize.
I wanted a question I got for you too. That's all I like about you, T. You are another one of the women that actually be paying attention to football. Not just like, oh baby, they got all time. You know, that's cool and all, but anybody got time for that?
Nobody got time for that.
I mean, as far as high school, I just didn't watch Peyton Manning get crushed.
Well, you know what? Shout out to my Texas people, you know, but I just go, you know what? I'm this type of chick, and this is with basketball, football, anything. I wait until the playoffs, and when it's down to the final, the best teams battling it out for the championship, that's when I like to watch. I don't waste my time watching those. I'm not, you know, shout out to everybody who supports their team 100%, shout out to them. But I don't be watching all them people because I don't have time giving all these people exposure who ain't worth nothing, who can't win the game. So I wait until I get down to the last, you know, two, last four good teams battling it out, and then I'll tune in.
I don't know. I mean, I watch it from start to finish. Because I've been going
don't
crazy.
Don't judge me.
We got the least amount of time. Baseball, you know, they're on most of the year from March all the way into November. And then on top of it, they got plenty of games within the area. Basketball takes over. You know, basketball pretty much is year round. Hockey is almost year round, but you know, football is just 16 games of you know a year, 16, and that's not including the postseason. So, I mean, for me, I had to watch because I go crazy. Because we have to go from February all the way into August with no football. It drives me nuts. So
part of me not watching it is because if I was in a relationship, you know, I watch it with my dude, you know what I mean? But I'm single. I ain't got time. I don't watch it for what? I like watching basketball, though. I do, you know.
Yes.
Checking out the blog.
You like old Ritter, both of y'all love to dip into the alcoholic lake. you can always just go to like Buffalo Wild Wings and watch a game and get your drink at the same time. You know, dual purpose. Then you get your drink on, but then you watch your football at the same time and you ain't necessarily like go with people. You know, you can just go there because a lot of people go by themselves all the time, like bars and things and chill. And then there's always people that want to, you know, man, you saw this school. I know this is one spot. I miss it, man, because I'm not there. So I'm ready to go. I don't go there as much. They had a freaking 33-cent wings every Sunday. I just sit there, eat wings, and get drunk. Well, I'll get drunk, but I definitely drink a whole lot.
Stop be playing. You know you've been drunk down playing. Ain't no sense to playing. Let's call it what it is.
I just wanted to drop one time, and I don't want to relive it. I don't get drunk, I get nicely inebriated would be the phrase I want to use. Because I've been drunk one time, and I'm not reliving it. Wasn't bad, but it's just like, wow, like, I was really on some stuff. I was chasing people like a dog, barking at them, and then they said to pass out on couches.
Yeah, you the type of person that needs to be drinking. You was the type of person out there.
No, see, because I was drunk. No, it's all about what you drink. I was drinking, okay, and I'm a person, I don't really chase my shots. you know, I'm still young, so I can, so like, you know, Rudy's like saying, like, he got to chase him. Hey, it is what it is. But, you know, while me being young, I didn't necessarily chase myself too as much, you know. And so I'm sitting there, I'm drinking, what was it? It was like sour apple. No, it was sour apple McCormick. Y'all, do not drink straight shots of that. If you want to live, you want to be able to see tomorrow, don't drink a bunch of straight shots of McCormick, especially with no chaser. I think 12 straight shots. They say I drank 12 or 13 straight shots of that.
McCormick's is... I didn't mean
what
to
was
cut.
On
it's the goodies.
It gets you drunk. It just gets you drunk quick. That's the thing about it, too. It gets...
Yes.
And I'm just... have you there quick,
yo, I get drunk quick, like right now. Shit.
Like, I was like, oh, no. I'm not doing... Like, I don't... It's not even just a liquor. It's like I've done this before, and I drink some liquor that was like sour apple or something like that. Like, it just gives me wasted too fast, because now that taste of that sour apple is like mixing in with the liquor, and now it's a strong combination.
That shit probably was too sweet.
It was too sweet, and it was McCormick. So you got two of the best worlds of craziness in my system. So, yes, you're right. It was probably too sweet.
Yeah, more than likely. Let me finish my little story here.
Yeah.
So, but basically, because the point of it is, they don't know if the man was smoking marijuana, but then they did say how he was, but he wasn't playing as well. So I kind of think that they used his playing situation as a way, once they find smoking a cigar, was like, okay, we're going to get rid of you like this. Thus, say Willie admits to smoking a cigar and takes full responsibility for his actions. He is quite upset that this happened and did not know it would cause this type of reaction. He apologized for it to his teammates, and he said he couldn't speak for Kerry and Sam on why they were released. So it is worth pointing out that Jefferson was kicked out of Baylor after failing multiple tests for marijuana and eventually transferred to Stephen F. Austin. He was signed as an undrafted free agent and showed a lot of potential as a pass rusher. He contributed on a special team. So the guys who were caught, who was supposed to be allegedly caught with the marijuana was supposed to be Kerry Wood, Willie Jefferson, and Sam Montgomery. But they were saying it was a cigar. So I don't know what the truth is behind the situation, but three rookies is out of there. Which is crazy because the Texans is sucking, but that could be why they sucking, because they got these three players just holding up space. But I don't know. Who am I? But I'm not, I mean, even if it was legal, I don't know. So that's my little story with the marijuana situation. I think it should be legalized. City thinks it should be legalized. We still have old Ruta on the phone.
Yep.
And old Ruta, what you say? It needs to be legalized? I guess he ain't on the phone no more.
No, he's still here.
Yeah.
He might be taking a sip.
He might be taking another shot, huh? I think he is. I'm starting to be buzzed over here.
you so silly. All right, so I just want to remind you.
Cocktails.
Oh yeah, my Cowboys won yesterday.
She's mad.
Your Cowboys, they won yesterday. Is that what you said?
Yeah, my Cowboys won yesterday, so all that matters. So it's 1-3.
She's mad. She's mad at me, Seti.
Oh, there you go. We was wondering where you were.
What?
Yeah, he over there turned up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. I know what Ruta's talking about.
She's mad at me. You know what? She's not mad because I'm drunk. She's mad because I took her last two Ambien the other night.
Oh.
Do those Ambiens work?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
But the thing is,
what you need to do, Miss T. Marie, is you need to have your old man go get them. Because nowadays, if a woman goes and needs some Ambien to fall asleep, they'll only give her half-strength ones because they say, oh, the women, they're not as strong as the men, so we'll give you half-strength. Then I end up taking like five or six of hers just so I can
look.
Oh, man. Oh, the colors are cool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'll be turned up, huh?
Yeah, just make sure. Hey, lock your fridge when you take them, though.
Be having a munchie.
Oh, no, it ain't the munchies. You won't know you're doing it, and you'll end up going there doing, like, some friggin' Iron Chef stuff on your stove.
Oh, so you're all of a sudden, you know, cooking a sauna, and I didn't even realize.
You're in there flipping stuff all over the place, busting eggs, pulling out. You grab a catfish out of the fridge, you kill it and skin it, and that's what's going on then.
You skinning cats. He say he's skinning cats.
I thought, you know, what really messed me up tonight, Seti, I decided to get drunk. Uh-oh, I think she's going to look up that horror movie on Roku. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
I'm telling you, I'm getting an ass whipping because of T. Marie. That's what's going on.
Don't be getting an ass whipping because of T. Marie.
Why not?
He really
said your wife, said your family.
He blamed you for the whole thing. I just don't blame you for you. Like, I'm not going to take it for something, but I'm going to blame it on you.
Yeah, go away.
You don't blame it on me.
Yeah, why
what you over there doing that got me involved? Mr. Rudin,
you ain't been involved yet. You better not give Seti that address where I can mail you something.
Oh, Lord.
I'll go down to Plainfield, Indiana, and find me a bottle of some old school 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey. That might show up in your mail one day.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
I would definitely give that information to Seti.
I'm telling you, that bottle was definitely worth it.
Yeah, hopefully it come around, you know, hopefully it come like around Thanksgiving, you know, a little bit before Thanksgiving so I can pop the bottle for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
You know I want something in return, don't you?
What you want, Ruder? Oh, Ruder.
What said he gave me?
Said you stupid.
Yeah, when I sent that to Seti, Seti was so appreciative. He went to a fancy old photographer at the Walmart, went in the back room, and took all kinds of nasty pics and sent them to me.
And oh, Lord. Get the heck out of here.
Nice
oh, like, really? Really, Ruder? Get the heck out of here with that. That's nonsense.
Ruder, if you send it to me, I would take a picture. They're not going to be nasty, sweetheart, but they'll be, you're like, no.
See, compromise, you said. They ain't going to be nasty, but you're going to like them.
Oh, well, drinking69@hotmail.com. That's a legitimate email address. That's how I find out when old Seth is running the show at night. You just go ahead.
It's legitimate because I emailed my address there and got my Bible.
See, if you look on Seti's fancy old website, if you like look back, way back underneath everything, he's still got a page for old Ruder back in there.
Yep,
what do you promote this? You promote this liquor?
No. I don't promote shit. Them fuckers. I tried to promote it back in 2008. Them cops.
Yeah, he was doing shit. He used to be a radio host too. He was a radio host. And that's how you met. I meet you because I went to your show first?
Oh,
or did you come here?
I don't know, but shit, it didn't matter.
What's your email?
That's what it was. I went to his show, and after his show was up, he would go visit other people's shows and bring the party over to him.
The whole party.
And, oh, my God, especially you got the guitar out, the guitar. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, because you used to do the psychic readings. You
yeah.
would do, he would, Bible. What he do, what yeah. he would do, see, he would do, he would do. He would do the psychic readings from the bottle. That's what he did.
Hey, Seti, guess what?
What?
I got a bottle of 10 High right here.
Wait a minute. That's Evan Williams. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. So you see, you gotta give, because you haven't done that before. You got to give her a psychic reading.
I will do. You know what, Seti? I got, listen. Hear that?
Look at him.
Yep.
What is that?
That's my bottle of 10 High. I can do a reading now. I forgot I could do that.
What's your email address, old Rooter?
My email address is drinking69@hotmail.com.
Exactly. It's exactly how it sounds spelled.
Yes.
Drinking 69, like, you know, like 69. 69.
Yeah, like
that's 69.
Yeah, DRKING 669.
At hotmail.com. I got you, boo. I'm gonna send you my email address. Not my email address, my address. So that way, you can send me what I need, and I can be turned up for the holidays.
You know what's really messed up, Seti? I think
what's
I've
up?
Heard this before. I don't know if T. Marie's heard it, but Scooter mailed all those bottles for me, the three bottles I sent out. Two of them made it. You got one, and this chick in Massachusetts got one. And then the third one got, like, confiscated, I guess, because they thought it was, like, a bomb or something. Because when you go to the
post
and you pack your stuff, and they'll shake it, and they'll go, is this liquid? And Scooter goes, you know, my husband packed it. I don't know what's in there. He wants it to go here. You want to send it or what? You want this $15, or you want it just, like, let me walk out of here and take it to UPS. And so they went, okay, we'll take it. And then said he got his bottle, and I think his cousin drank that shit.
Yeah, my friend drank most of my goddamn bottle. So fucking pissed, man.
Seeing
that's why he ain't got, I know my little bottle's going to be here, and I don't let too many people come to my crib.
No. Hold on a second. It ain't no little bottle. It's a 750 milliliter. A fit.
Yeah. You do the math there.
Y'all ass was turned up.
Scooter mail for little bottles. Shoot, we could throw a little bottle to you from here. We just walk
no,
out.
I need to. A nice size.
Look
at me. I need a nice
Lord.
Size.
But hold on.
I
want to do this on the show, sir, before everything goes black. Oh, my God. This is like the best bottle ever I've ever read from. So can I haven't done a reading in like 3.5 years.
Yes, you got to give her an inaugural
reading. Hey, Seti. You know what's really messed up? Remember I had a pizza shop?
Yeah, I remember you first told me at the pizza shop.
It shut down. I don't have it anymore. We shut it down the first week of October. We got tired of not having any money. And so we shut down, and now I've got free time, and I might have to start my show back up.
Yeah, man, you might, man. That was That was one of the highlights of the late night, man. You knew you was gonna go be able to come to there. But that sounds like first time I'm off of here, I ain't got that to do. It's not really shows that really intrigue me that's left that's on after this show is off.
It's like some old Sunday night stuff. I'd come on it.
Yeah, like I'm not in the mood for all that. Like I need somebody to make me fresh the heck up.
Let me do it. Hey, Miss Tina Marie, ma'am. Because you know what's messed up, Seti? I looked on my hard drive with like over 100,000 MP3s. I don't have a Tina Marie folder. It kind of pissed me off. But it's messed up. But I'm going to cheat a little bit because I'm going to do a reading for T. Marie. But I want to see how this works? There we go. Okay, don't hate me. Ooh la la, out in the limb. There it is. This is only Tina Marie. Is that coming through?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
It's a little guitar playing chick. It's some old 1980s stuff there, Miss D. Marie.
I thought you were going to play Square Biz. I thought you were going to play Square Biz or Portuguese Love.
Well, I saw that on there, but this is the one I was thinking of. I think she's dead now. She died.
Yeah, she died. She died not too long after Rick James.
Oh.
I wonder how.
She's probably keeled over from like some crack or something.
Lord.
Hey, he got a point. She was hanging out with Rick James. I will not disrespecting her, but I would not doubt it. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
How do you know about this music,
Seti? Seti's a musical genius.
I'm telling you, there's a reason. There's a nickname a lot of people around here call me. They call me Radio Raheem because I got a song for any situation, and it don't matter what era it came from. I would throw a Disney song out at you if I feel like it. That's just how I be with my music. I'm not one of those people that just say, "Hey man, I love all kind of music." No, I actually can say that and back it up.
Yes, he can. You know why? You know how I know that? Because old Seti let me play my stupid guitar on his show.
I should like it. It's just an element. It's kind of like with Stevie Mack, when he does play Stevie Dahmer on his show. And this is, I like that to hear the long instrument. It's got nothing.
Let me turn this old T number. Oh, okay, here we go. Miss T. Marie?
Yes, sir.
What's the T stand for?
That's part of my name.
Ticonderoga?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, sir.
What?
No, sir.
Oh.
Ticonderoga?
The T stand for it turned up.
Yep, turned up, Marie.
Oh, okay, here we go. Oh, okay. Let me preface this a little bit for you, because I swear to God, Seti, I swear I haven't done this in 3 years because of my pizza shop. And now that the pizza shop closed, this is the first one I've decided to do, and old scooter bitches. Fixing to whip my ass. Oh, because she got to go to the doctor because her heart's all fucked up. But anyway, okay.
Well, you should get off the phone and take her.
I've been dealing with this shit for 24 years. I'm good to go. All right. I was having a panic attack one night, and she kicked me in the head. She told
me
to
shit.
I know. So I know how to treat her. All right. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me apologize to her real quick for she really. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so
she's trying to
Ruder
like she's
is apologizing to Ms. Scooter.
Scooter
oh,
beat.
God. I'll freaking cry right show. Now.
That's what they call her on karaoke night. They say, Scooter Biatch. And she comes up and says, okay, now what we got here is I got my bottle. Okay, you know John Edwards and Sylvia Brown and all that, Miss T?
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Okay, you've been watching.
You know, Sylvia was on Montel Williams show, like.
Yes.
Second, she always came on Montel Williams' show.
Yeah, Sylvia Brown, that little ragged ass, fake blonde dyed whore bag. I'm getting back in the mood, Seti. I'm getting like I used to. Thank you, sir. I'm feeling it. Listen, don't you know John Edwards? You don't know John Edwards?
So the,
I don't know who John Edwards is. I do know who Sylvia Brown is.
Oh yeah, Sylvia Brown will charge you if you like go to her website and like click clacker. She'll charge you $300 for like 20 minutes of like bullshit. I can do like her for free if you want one of those. But if you want an old Ruder reading, I'll still do it for free. Cause I could fuck with you, you know, I could do that. Well, honest to God, it's been like 3 years since I've like fucked with people, but I'll do an old Ruder reading for you. Okay. What I'm going to do, Miss T, forget everything that's going on tonight. All right. Can you do that for me?
What you doing, old Ruder? I don't know if I want to commit to this now.
Oh,
hey,
commit.
I'm telling you, he's good. Like, he's good.
He blew my goddamn mind.
I said, how the hell did you figure that out?
No, because I don't want him to do no psychic reading or nothing like that. No.
You know, like, real freak. I'm not doing a fake psychic reading. I'm going to give you what I see in the bottle. My bottle of 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey.
I'm telling you.
Oh, Lord.
Because
why,
tonight.
No, just as we say, the bottle is confusing you, but watch. He's pretty cool. He's pretty good. Because I mean, I was like, dude.
You're not trying to do no Tanner Hoyt, are you?
I didn't want to.
You know who Tanner Hoyt is?
I don't give a shit. I'm old Ruder by
No, because I'm not into the psychic reading. That's why I'm really trying to get an understanding.
No. If you don't want one, you don't get one. That's how I am. I don't give a hell. I'm just telling you what I see in my SETI.
Well, no, I don't want that right now. No.
Oh, what are you afraid of?
Huh?
Live a little.
No, you're going to try to give me something that I'm telling you I don't want.
Well, my particular...
She doesn't want it. Never mind, she doesn't want it. Never mind. Tap out.
No, really, straight up. Miss Ma'am, you can ask me if you're going to, like, if you went to Dairy Queen and like, either wanted a Dilly Bar or, like, a Blizzard. I don't care. I'm not here to try, like, to make you, like, act all stupid and, like, try to tell you that you want to hump your dad or something like that. I ain't doing that. What I do? I got.
Yeah, I mean, because I remember one time he said something. I said, dude, how the hell did you figure that out? Because I mean, I didn't even tell anybody I was going on a trip to Portland and yet. I mean, this dude named the area, pretty much he was naming, he was saying stuff, and it was like, just like, I forget, he was naming the scenery without me even telling him where I was going. And he did that for, I still never forget this. We did it for Miss Tasha, and that was when she was getting ready to come to States from Australia.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah, that was crazy. That's when I said, "Wow, I was amazed." So I was like, "Okay, I'm
taking it." You're not. It was messed up because she told me, "Oh my God, you told me the exact date I was leaving." I ran to the bathroom, whacked my
exact date
because I. And then I come back and I told her, like, the airplane was going to, like, jump around a little bit while she was flying in. But it was – I forgot about that, Seti. You just cracked my head.
Oh, man, my brain's a library, bro. It's a library of memories.
Mine's kind of a library. It just needs a little kick in the forehead. But
okay,
no, I'm not –
okay, what we do next – We'll try to get a psychic reading with her next time. If she's not ready yet, so we're not going to get her to it.
She don't need it.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Gossetti, you were going to be my first one back in 3.5 years. You were going to be the first show I did like my stupid 10 high bottle stuff.
Do Seti. Seti might want another one.
I'll take one. Let's go for it.
Wait, Seti, because my bottle, you know what messed up? I left one tonight, Seti. This is what's messed up. I think it was meant for Miss T. Marie. I left my work tonight, and I drove, and I'm like, okay, I only got like $17 on my bank card, because, you know, paycheck to paycheck and all that shit. I'm like, I got $15. And I went, do I go buy gas so I can get to work the rest of the week? Or do I go to the liquor store? Something made me go to the liquor store, Seti. I went to the liquor store, and I bought like almost half gallon of booze. And I bought this thing, and I come home, and I'm sitting there, and I toss my loving wife of 23 years a six-pack of Crab Rangoon that I'd bought earlier in the evening, and I toss my boy of 23 years, I gave him a fish sandwich I got from Burger King, and then I ran back to the bathroom. I took my medicine, and I come in here, and Seti, I swear to God, I called your show. I heard the little Jamaican lady. She was talking stuff, and then I heard TG talking to you and you talking to her, and I'm like, okay. I think Providence. Providence has come down and told me to, like, do and shake my bottle tonight after 3.5 years. I've never shook my bottle for anybody except T. Marie. And she needs to think of something. Let me tell you how this works, T. Marie. I don't do like other psychics, okay? I don't do this like, ooh, tell me. Does your mom's name start with like a muh or a...
Yeah, no, that crap.
I don't do that crap. You're going to ask a specific question. I'm going to shake my bottle and tell you what I see in there. I don't care what the heck it is. I got no play in the game. I got nothing. Don't be afraid. Question. You want to know if your boyfriend's going to, I'm going to be gross here. I'm sorry. It's not personal. You want to know if your boyfriend's going to bust a nut in your vag and knock you up and you have like the best, like the runner in the NFL. I'm not looking for that. I'm just going to, you're going to ask me a question. I'm going to shake my bottle and tell you what I see in the bottle. And I don't care. I don't care. And that's how that works. Cause I swear to God, Seti,
yes,
I am in it right now. I am there.
Tell me what I can ask you. Okay, well, I'll ask you this just to ask you. How close am I to my Playboy? I need to get to my Playboy, huh?
Don't be okay. Listen, I'm like 84-year-old white man. Don't talk no ghetto shit to me. All right.
I don't
want to
ask.
Don't ask me anything about your boy. Tell me what. Straight up, just tell me what you want to know.
I'm talking about my modeling, my Playboy. I'm trying to get to Playboy.
I don't know if anything. Oh, straight up. Okay. For you, ma'am, specific question, and I will tell you what I see in the bottle. Don't say I want to know about my Playboy. Ask me what you want to know. I want to know what you want to know. I'm not gonna bullshit. Could you tell me? I want to know about my Playboy, and I'll say, oh, is his name start with an L Q Y?
No, Playboy is the model company. Playboy Bunny.
I ain't worried about that. Don't tell me all that stuff.
That's what I want to know. Playboy Bunny. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't want to know. I'm going to tell you what I see in the bottom because that's what I do. Said he'll tell you. I did that Australian chick. I told her the exact day she was getting on that plane. Just
yes, he did.
Bottle.
Blew my freaking mind.
Oh, ain't no game.
So when am I gonna model for Playboy?
Oh, okay. Don't do that to me, cause you need to send.
All I'm worried about is my modeling career right now. So
yeah, send me some titty pictures at drinking69 at hotmail.com. I'll tell you if you're gonna.
Oh shit! There you go.
This
shit ain't funny.
If I say yeah, will you send me some more?
I ain't got time to play with you, Mr. Ruder.
Really? And did not play with me.
Oh my God, I'm crying, man. This is too much.
And then we'll fight.
Sadie, I offered to do like Sadie. When you see me on here on a Sunday night, somewhere between 9 and 10, your fucking dumbass better call in.
I'm just gonna be on as a freaking and the game that we got to too much care less about.
It might take me a couple months to save up that. How much it costs now a month? I don't even know.
Oh Lord! The first package is what, $40 a month?
Oh, straight up.
Yep.
Back in the day, I used to get on like the email and tell them fuckers, I'm old school. Give me that for $29, and they'd go okay. But now I see all these fancy people on here like you, and I don't know if I can do that anymore.
Oh man. I'm nothing special, man. I put my fins on one leg at a time like everybody else.
I love T. Marie. That's all I'm saying.
I love you too, Ruder. You didn't answer my question, but we're going to be okay. I'm going to catch you on my
show. Oh, Lord,
you did.
You did not answer the question, so guess what that means? That is the close of the show.
Is that question, is you going to be in Playboy?
My goal, I want to model for Playboy. I want to be a Playboy Bunny. Will I model for Playboy Bunny?
That's my bottle shaking. I'm going to look.
I hear you.
Okay. This is what I do.
Okay. I'm prepared. Was that you laughing or was this Teddy laughing? Who laughing?
Oh, here.
No, that wasn't me. That was all him this time.
I saw my bottle, Miss T. O. U. I. That's what I saw in the bottle.
We. We is yes in French.
That's what that's what I saw in the bottle. We. Hey, Sadie.
Yes.
We, okay.
Is there like a magazine called We?
No. Well, hold on.
Yeah,
me,
yeah.
I got to think about this. It might be a Fringe magazine. Be a Fringe magazine.
Yep.
Or maybe he has to deal with her being in France or something. Maybe that might be the answer.
That's what I saw on my bottle.
Well, maybe I'm an IX also, so maybe I'm going to be on WeTV.
Well, we'll see. See, that's the thing about my readings. I just tell you what I see. You figure out what you're talking about.
You figure it out on your own, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I see you to figure out what you want to take from it.
You're not going to tell you.
To think this way, what do you take from it? In a day, that's what it is about.
I just tell you what I saw. I'm not sitting here trying to, like, tell you what you want to, like, think I want to, like, tell you so you can be happy and write me a check for, like, $450 or something. Listen,
When you get your show started, you're going to have me on as a special guest.
You act like I won't.
No, I mean, you know, once you get you say give you a couple of months and you're going to have it up.
Need a couple.
Let me know. You got me. You got Seti.
I got Seti anyway. Seti's my boy. Fuck that shit.
He said he's going to come on, so you got two shows you already have with just us two. So all you got to do is get everything in line. Let me do my shout out so I can turn down for the night.
Yes. I know.
Yes, you know, I'm an early bird. Look. So he got me, I was like, I'm getting a nap before the show. Anyway, okay, so, yeah, you all rude and he always tune in. I love him. He's so sweet. So, also, yes, my hair company, you guys, well, not my hair company, but extensionsgoldhair.com, extensionsgoldhair.com. Be sure you ladies keep your hair fly. Hit them up. Promo code for special discounts and offers, 243-7-FS-FRANK-6-ATL. Shout out to ABK Models, ABK Promo. Be sure you guys follow me, T Marie, on Instagram, T Marie_D_Model. Like me on Facebook, T Marie the Model. And follow me on Twitter, T Marie_MOD. For those of you who have DustBot, be sure y'all friend me on DustBot as well, T Marie the Model. Thank you, Steady J, for having me here. That's my shout out for today, pretty much. We stayed on longer than normal, but oh well.
Yeah, we was on pretty long. Plus I was all in your time, so you know, I was trying to give you a little more time. I was all in your time in the beginning. I was like, oh boy, I just took up a little bit of time.
I know, that's okay. As long as you got your interview done and you got your stuff done, that's the most important thing. So it's all good. We're good.
But yeah, I want to go ahead and shout out to everyone else to thank them for coming to the show. Bob Betts, I want to thank her. You know, definitely appreciate you. You were, you know, you are a jewel in Benson. And all of us for coming through. You know, all of us through the phone, Julie. My girl, Catherine. Shout out to Catherine for setting up the interview. TGC, you know, the TGC management, which is by Ben's management. You know, listen, man, I think that always support us, whether it's live or you listen to the playbacks. I always appreciate it. So definitely, y'all miss any parts of the show, you go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY, CEDDY, or you can go to iTunes, type in DustBot Radio Network. And you can listen to all the shows. And yes,
yes,
we'll see y'all again. Tomorrow, Glitz and Glamour's on. Make sure you come to Glitz and Glamour, hosted by your girl, Mona Angela, and Houston Riri. They always hold it down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tomorrow we got double interview day. And, of course, the Hot or Not Song Battle. Hot or Not Song Battle. It's like the Gabriel. So,
yes,
we'll see y'all
yes.
tomorrow on the air. And then we'll be back on Wednesday. Team Marie. So there you go.
Team Marie, we got the. I'm going to be bringing relationship talk. So we're going to be talking about relationships, giving advice on relationships, calling in. You can call in and give any feedback that you want, or if you feel like you have any tips, anything you do in your relationship that kind of keep things spiced up, you can call in with feedback. We'll have us and someone also doing an interview. Arthur, he'll be a relationship expert, actually. So he'll be, I'll be interviewing him. We'll be interviewing him, right, Steady?
Yes, we'll be doing it. We're not going to be dual, man. It'll be a lot of work. Kawana Jackson, artist Kawana Jackson coming in early show, early part of the show, second part of the show. Stephen LaBoise is on LaBoise, excuse me. I see how that French rolls off the tongue. Yeah, he'll be coming through the show. He'll be coming to the show second half, and as a relationship expert, he will be sharing, man, because Team Marie, he said, well, your topic really can't wait. You know, y'all definitely check us out, man. And of course, Thursday, we're on Spinner Radio. Check it out. All right, we appreciate y'all for checking.
Yes, you want us to. Because I know I'm going to be asking a lot of questions. I know we got to wrap it up, but I'm going to be asking a lot of questions because I need to know stuff about a relationship because sometimes, hey, that's what I need to know. So everybody needs to tune in.
It is what it is. All right, y'all, we rolling on now, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a T. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tune into the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Cedi J, and, of course, my girl, Team Marie, with the Team Marie Hour. We'll see y'all, man. Peace.
Bye.